Let's get to it. We had a busy, busy week on the show, Kennedy.
Yep.
Salt got judged at the grocery store.
Yeah, he did.
Not cool.
Annie gets a reality check from her mom when she doesn't want to share food at the house.
Awesome.
And Kennedy is getting a look at her friend's D-pics. It is time for Producer Dan's Weekly Wrap-Up.
And now, the Weekly Wrap-Up with Producer Dan. Everything you missed from the week by the premier MC in Boston, spitting fire, holding mad stacks, and keeping it real from the front to the back.
Burr, 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 burr. What's up, guys?
What's up, Producer Dan?
It's your boy, Producer Dan, a.k.a. Mr. Firm Handshake,
a.k.a.
your grandma's favorite rapper.
You know it.
A.k.a. Jitterbug, that's what they call me in the streets, Kennedy. DJ, drop that wrap up.
Jitterbug?
Jitterbug.
You know.
He goes, man, whore.
My favorite part of the beat.
Ready or not, here I come. I just tell them all, fee, fi, fo, fum. When the beat drops, I can feel it in my lungs. Stepbrothers, I'ma go nuts over these drums. People still judge you on sight, man. What's up with that? Sauce progressive minus his main trucker hat. He was out just shopping for the lowest fees when he got shamed at the store buying groceries. Clutched his rosaries like, ma'am, do you mean me? And she could tell right away he don't eat meat. She made a face, wasn't quiet like librarians. Hit him with the, ugh, vegetarian. Now he's not, and she wasn't very humble. But in her defense, you were buying meatless crumble. I would have grumbled, the mistake's understood. You kinda dress like you got an elk on your hood. It's an old blue-haired lady who was wilding on you. Kinda funny, Miriam started styling on you. I ain't saying it's a good idea to bring harm, but I'd have hit her with the Heisman Trophy stiff arm. Now in the Dow House, family matters. Annie got shown where she's at on the family ladder. Making moves, buying all her own food, but sometimes you're the one getting chewed. There's certain rules you abide when you live at home. Mom asked a question, she answered in the wrong tone. It was on, might have said it with your chest up. But here's the part where you messed up. Sharing is caring, it's just one of those civilities. Especially when she pays all the utilities. Annie was frozen in place, I guarantee you. It's like T-Rex, don't move and she won't see you. She made it clear what the deal is up in here. You really trying to die over Tupperware? I live at home too, trust me, I've been there. Listen, young Simba, Mufasa's still the king here. Sometimes guys wish to get the biscuit. Kennedy got shown a picture that was explicit. She can't dismiss it, nah, that's at best a stretch. Can't erase that image like an Etch-A-Sketch. I'ma handle this with tact if it comes to me. It was his business, and I don't mean company. It wasn't him, so stop if that's what you think. Her girlfriend showed it to her over drinks. Hey, they say what doesn't kill you makes you wiser. Was it before or after appetizers? I ain't never took a picture of my dangle, but I hear it's important to hit the mangle. Carson can't believe that's a thing that a man takes, and 2019 is basically a handshake. Sad but true fact, it's raining doodle pics out here in 2019. You gotta bob and weave like Mayweather ladies. I'm out. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Just coined a new term that I'm going to use for the rest of my life.
Doodle pics.
Hey, babe, can you send me some doodle pics?
Send me some dudes.
Doodle pics.
That is wonderful. Wonderful.
The weekly wrap-up with Producer Dan every Friday at about 8:15. And if you miss one, we always put it up in the podcast. You can get our podcast now in the iTunes podcasting app or at radio.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.